Hey, this is Scott Darlow.
You know, mate, I go and sing and speak in 100 schools a year all over the country, and in fact, I come up there to Townsville and speak in some of the schools up there as well about, you know, First Nations culture and Australian history. And, you know, a little example, I'll stand in front of a room full of Year 10s and I'll 200 kids, and I'll go, Hannah, can you put your hand up if you tell me who's on the $1 bill in America? And there's always someone who puts a hand up, you know. I said, George Washington. And then you'll go, who's on the $50 note here in Australia?
Yeah.
And they don't know.
No.
You know, and that's one example, but I could rattle off 20 like that. You know, we often know more about other countries and their journey and their story than we do about our own backyard.
I agree, mate. I listen to some of the stories here. The story of James Morrill, who lived 17 years with our local First Nations, our local First Australians here. His story is the greatest reconciliation story. It truly is. So perhaps I reckon stuff like that should be taught in these schools here in North Queensland. Your music tells a story, and I think you're making a difference.
Oh, mate, thank you. Coming from you, that actually means a lot, Pricey. You're one of my favourite people that I've met through touring and through radio. It's been a real pleasure, and I remember last time I was up there doing the Jimmy Barnes show, you and I got out and had a couple of cheeky frothies, and that was one of the highlights of the tour for me was that afternoon with you. And I've still got your tea towel up in my kitchen.
Good lad. Mate, Australia Day, what does it mean to you?
Mate, honestly, it's a sad day. It's a day of mourning for us as Aboriginal people. It's a day, it's an anniversary of our families being raped and murdered. Like, not to be too brutal, but that's really what it is. It's not a day of celebration. It's a day of remembrance and a day of mourning. It's a little bit like Anzac Day in a lot of ways for us.
Yeah.
It's a somber day.
Don't you think we all become mates, though? Well, how are we going to be mates?
Well,
if you're going to have it as a day of mourning where there were blues on both sides, how can we really get together and be mates?
Well, I think we've got to do it on a day. Because here's the thing, mate. Look, I think what we try to do as people, Pricey, is we want to put each other in little boxes.
Yeah.
You know, people will say to me, what are you? They want to understand, and I get it, right? What are you? Oh, yeah, well, I'm Aboriginal. What percentage, I'll say. Now, don't ever ask anybody that question. It's a dumb question because being Aboriginal is like being pregnant. You can't be part Aboriginal. You can't be part pregnant.
That's right.
It's all about your relationships, right? So my mum's Aboriginal. That makes me Aboriginal. I'm not part her son. I'm her whole son. But I'm also my father's son, and he was descended from Scottish convicts, right? So I get the richness of two cultures. I'm Aboriginal, and I'm also Aussie of Scottish heritage.
Yep.
Mate, I love this country. I'm an Aussie. Nobody wants to celebrate it more than I do, mate. I'm as Aussie as they come. I want to stand in that pub with you, take my T-shirt off and wave around the air, Australia.
Yep.
But I can't do it on January the 26th because it's a sad day. You know, for us having a piss up and carrying on that day would be the same as going out on Anzac Day and being disrespectful, and you wouldn't do it.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, mate, let's just do it on a day where everyone can get together and be family. You know, and look, let me put my school teacher hat on. January the 26th is when they declared the colony of New South Wales.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about Australia Day, we federated on January the 1st, 1901.
Mm.
And when I have these conversations with everyday Australians, if we're really honest, a lot of them, they just love the public holiday. They're not attached to the history. It's only been a public holiday since 1994.
Yep.
It's actually, like, if you want to be historically correct.
Yep.
That date is the date they declared the colony of New South Wales. You proud, passionate Queenslanders, you want to have New South Wales Day, go your hardest. But, mate, honestly, we federated on January the 1st.
Yeah.
So, you know, even historically speaking, it's actually not correct. So what I'm suggesting, my wife had a great idea. She's actually smarter than me. She said, listen, what we ought to do is have a two-day weekend, right, a two-day holiday. 26th, we stop and have a day of remembrance and a day of education about, you know, the frontier
what
wars
happened?
And all the things that have happened in this country. And then the 27th, we all get together and have a big party as a big family.
I quite like that.
Two for one. And I said, you know what? You're smarter than I am.
Scott, it's always a great pleasure talking to you. And, you know, you've enlightened me too. Good on you, mate.
Oh, mate, thanks so much, Pricey. I love your work, mate. You're a superstar.